Moving over to the ChatGPT Prompt Genius community, users have been heavily debating prompt engineering theory, practical workflows, and the frustrations of premium AI subscriptions. In a post titled 5 ChatGPT Prompts I Actually Use When I Want Something Useful, Not Generic, a user shared a curated list focusing on clear roles, context, constraints, and expected outputs, highlighting a research analyst prompt designed to break down topics into key ideas, misconceptions, and open questions. However, the comments sparked a fascinating technical debate. One prominent comment challenged the classic advice to be specific, arguing that specificity is actually the output of thinking something through, which creates a catch-22 when you don't yet know what you want to specify. The user introduced a 3-round reaction over interrogation workflow. Round 1 asks the model for 20 single words or short phrases from various angles without asking clarifying questions. Round 2 has the user react by keeping or dropping terms to chase specific threads. And Round 3 commands the model to write a cohesive brief from those reactions. Another commenter plugged an automated version of this at ideastew.com, while critics chimed in complaining about AI-generated slop posts and responses flooding the thread. Meanwhile, user frustration boiled over in ChatGPT Pro is an expensive, dysfunctional bad purchase. Stay far away from it. The author spent €114 a month for the Pro tier, expecting top-tier context, memory, and complex project handling, but instead experienced a system that constantly lost context, ignored explicit instructions during application development, and forced them to spend 85% of their time fixing AI failures. The community sharply divided in the comments. One user advised that doing heavy coding inside a chat window is a mistake, recommending Visual Studio Code, Codex, and a proper code repository instead, while others questioned if any alternative model offers better reliability for the price. Other practical prompt contributions included a fill-in-the-blank template designed to force a consistent structured answer across multiple competing AI models, allowing users to fairly compare tasks, reasoning, and adherence to instructions. Another post asked for side-by-side comparison strategies, especially tailored for ADHD-friendly outputs, prompting a user to suggest a simple evaluation prompt asking one model to judge two competing responses. Finally, a post discussing an experiment where ChatGPT analyzed Apple Health sleep, steps, and heart rate data to flag subtle negative health drifts over 8 months drew immediate community pushback, with users accusing the post of being entirely AI-generated due to unnatural word choices like quietly in everyday phrasing. Over in our DeepSeek, the subreddit is buzzing with API pricing updates, usage metrics, and humorous memes. A post titled A Theme for DeepSeek Harness featuring the Liang slider exploded in popularity, earning 744 points. The community was thoroughly amused by the clever integration of a Liang slider, with top comments enthusiastically praising it as one of the most proper and hilarious uses of AI image generation. Users had a field day listing the various satirical titles assigned to each Liang setting on the slider, ranging from Little Twink Liang and Boomer Liang to Saint Liang, God Liang, and Ancestry Liang, with top-voted comments playfully declaring a love for China and celebrating the meme culture. Financial comparisons and API economics dominated the technical discussions. In ChatGPT, $20 Codex subscription, Luna High, is more than 2x cheaper than DeepSeek's OLD pricing. A user shared hard usage metrics after migrating away from DeepSeek due to recent price hikes. By tracking a $20 Codex subscription that consumed only 4% of their weekly usage, amounting to 68 million tokens, they extrapolated a massive monthly ceiling of roughly 6.8 billion tokens. Commenters discussed OpenAI's recent 30% reduction in usage limits, while others inquired about API key compatibility and integration with OpenWeb UI. This tied directly into another major discussion, that is right. 1,500% price hike at peak hours and Claude Opus 4.8 is still 4x more expensive. While some users argued that comparing raw API pricing is misleading because subscription models like Claude Codemax subsidize massive amounts of usage, others countered that paper is cheaper than iron when raw intelligence is what matters. To help users navigate fluctuating costs, a developer shared a community tool called the DeepSeek Peak Off-Peak Pricing Clock hosted at deepakness.com/deepseek, prompting widespread applause and requests for an iOS widget and local time zone conversions. Lastly, a post highlighting DeepSeek v4 compared to Fable with JSpace fixes directed users to a GitHub repository detailing structural wrappers and capability realization reports, though skeptics warned that constant error correction via structured wrappers might just exhaust API credits faster than waiting for native model updates. Transitioning to our Higgsfield AI, users are exploring video generation workflows, global film festival entries, and troubleshooting API limits. A creator shared their entry for the Higgsfield Global Film Festival titled Parabellum, Legacy of Light, set in a Manhattan Bridge D-train in December 1985, detailing a narrative about an aging grandfather and an inheriting grandson. Other users posted tutorials like Token Expired made with Seedance 2.5 and sought out specific UI navigation tips, such as locating the Vibe Motion option in the video generation drop-down menu. Community responses suggested that features are often subject to staggered rollouts across accounts and might be nested under specific model versions rather than appearing as standalone toggles, with recommendations to use Magnific for sharpening final generated frames. Technical friction also surfaced in a post titled Daily Generation Limit Cap on Pro Plan via Claude Code Higgsfield. A user reported encountering hard rejections with error messages stating they had reached their daily grace period generation limit despite having over 500 credits remaining, pointing toward a potential system bug or stuck gate rather than an actual credit exhaustion issue. Automated bot moderation messages frequently interjected across these threads, reminding users that posts undergo mandatory reviews to ensure adherence to community guidelines. Finally, looking at our Indian Art AI, the subreddit continues to serve as a hub for devotional and spiritual AI-generated artwork. High engagement posts featured elaborate visual tributes, including earning over 511 points, Knowledge of Gita securing 250 points, and Lord Shiva in the Himalayas with 187 points. The creator of the Lord Shiva artwork shared that it was generated using ChatGPT during Shravan, aiming to capture a peaceful and divine atmosphere featuring the Himalayas, waterfalls, a shivling, deers, and flowers. The comment sections were filled with traditional devotional greetings such as Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevari Nama, and Jai Mahakal. However, moderators actively enforced community rules regarding religious content. Automated bot notices and user warnings explicitly reminded members that AI-generated images of religious figures must be submitted exclusively on festival days or during designated spiritual Saturday threads, with strict warnings that non-festival posts will be removed and repeat violators face community bans.